This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Steve Kramer will be conducting today's service. Information on ordering CDs and printed copies of today's sermon will follow the program. We thank you for tuning in today and invite you to join us on this station every Sunday for worship with us.
Life can get real complicated and disappointing at times. What is it that can sustain us as we face those kind of moments in our lives? I invite you to stay with us and consider a simple but profound bit of counsel that God's Word has for you today. Let's pray. Lord, we are ready to encounter you today in your holy word. By the power of your Holy Spirit, enter into our hearts and minds this day and fill us with your life-giving truth. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen.
Breathe.
Dear friends, last month, on Sunday, September 11th, our nation paused to remember that horrific day that we refer to as 9/11. It's been 10 years. 10 years ago, terrorists had attacked our country, killing thousands of innocent people, and leaving millions of us feeling shocked, grieved, depressed, anxious, and insecure. The message on that day was that we not forget the horror of the actions, the pain of lost lives, as well as the heroism exhibited by rescue workers and soldiers and ordinary citizens who stepped up to serve and save and protect. Our president spoke that evening and directed our attention to many remembrances. He began his talk with a Bible verse that we must remember: though the weeping last for the night, joy cometh in the morning. And he went on then to take us through the remembrances of things learned and observed over the past 10 years since 9/11. He also reminded us of the principles and the values upon which this great nation was founded. By the time he was finished, I must say, I was inspired, I was hopeful, I felt strengthened for the future. As I thought about his words, I was also reminded of a Bible verse that has carried me personally through rough circumstances. It was written by an older pastor named Paul to a young clergyman named Timothy, who was fighting the good fight for the gospel in a congregation and local setting that was giving him some headaches and causing him some days of doubt and depression. There was lots of confusion in this little congregation and hostility and suspicion in the surrounding community towards that church. I imagine Timothy must have wondered some days, what in the world am I doing here, and how is this thing going to end? Some days I'm sure the odds felt so against him he might have even wanted to pack up and leave it all behind. Well, he had this older pastor friend named Paul, who wrote to him to encourage him in his ministry. And the pastor, older pastor, began by sparking some personal memories of Timothy's. He reminded him of his upbringing, of a faithful mother and grandmother, and how they had raised him in the faith and knowing the gospel. He reminded him of his own relationship with Timothy and what he had seen and testified to in this young man's life earlier on. He encouraged him to be strong in the grace that is ours in Jesus, and reminded Timothy that ministry is hard, and that he's not exempt from the suffering, the challenges, and setbacks of life. And then he wrote this simple yet very profound statement. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, "Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. This is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal." Take a look at those words. Remember, Paul said. To remember is to bear in mind, give attention to, keep hanging on to, do not erase from your thinking. There is power for us to experience in remembering. One writer said a statement that I like It went like this. God gave us memories so that we might have roses in December. In memories, you see, we can look back and count our blessings of experiences of past blessings from God in our lives. In memories, we can look back and learn and see more clearly the hand of God at work. With memories of past graces and faithfulness of God, we are strengthened to face the present as well as the future. So Paul said, put that memory of yours to work. Remember this. Then he said, remember Jesus Christ. First, that name, Jesus, means he saves. Timothy, you have a Savior. In the book of Matthew, we are told that the angel told Joseph in the birth announcement, you will name him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He's the one that the prophet Isaiah foretold that would come and take our punishment upon himself on a tree. He's the one who would suffer and die as a sacrifice on the cross, as a payment for humanity's sin. And by his stripes, we are healed. And then we have that word Christ that he tagged on to Jesus. Sometimes we forget that Christ is not the last name of Jesus. It's the title for Jesus. It means the anointed one, the king. He's the one that Israel had been waiting for so many years, the Messiah King. And so when Jesus began his ministry, of course, he began it by announcing the kingdom of God has come. He was ushering in God's kingdom in the world, and he was the king. He's the one with authority that the prophet Isaiah described as the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Timothy, remember Jesus, the Savior. Remember Jesus, your King, God's answer to the prayers of Israel. And then he goes on to say, he was raised from the dead. Timothy, remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead. He died on a cross, but God raised him on Easter morning. He lives, and death is defeated. It does not have the final word over the person who trusts in Jesus Christ. Not only do we have victory over the power of death in Christ, but we have the assurance that he is present. The risen Christ says, I am with you always to the end of times. I will not leave you orphaned, but I will come to you. You're never alone. He is there to be our strength, our friend, our comforter. Finally, he says, not only is Jesus Christ raised from the dead, he tags on this other line. He's a descendant of David. What did he mean by that? Why did he bring that up? Well, because Jesus is the sign of God's faithfulness. He's the fulfillment of all God's promises. He's the one Micah described as coming to rule the people from the house of David who would feed his flock. He's the one whose lineage was from the house of David. There is a reminder here of a history in this little aside of Paul's as he points to Jesus as descendant of David. He's reminding Timothy of the big picture of God's plan. God himself has been faithfully working in history, carrying out his salvation plan, and Jesus is the culmination of that. And all who belong to Jesus have assurance that God keeps his promises about the future. He holds our future in his hands. He has the final word. Timothy, you're on the right team. God, you're in a movement that God himself has begun. Don't give up. You belong to the God who is faithful. And someday, The day will arrive when Christ will reappear, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, you gotta remember that. I know life is complicated. I know that you're facing disappointments. Remember, Jesus Christ raised from the dead, a descendant of David. You know, as he talks about remembering, I'm finding that at my age, I'm not remembering things as well as I used to. Maybe you can identify with that. Names, addresses, life experiences, phone numbers, email addresses, whether I took my cholesterol medicine or not, or even what I ate for lunch, sometimes just don't stick anymore in my mind. And sometimes then life gets harried and we worry as it gets out of control, which makes our memories even a little more shaky. And I need to constantly be reminded in the midst of all that, this major, major bit of counsel from the Holy Spirit coming through the pen of the Apostle Paul. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, victorious, present, the one of God, the way, the truth, and the life, descended from David, God's sign of faithfulness, working in history towards the final consummation. Remember Jesus Christ. It's interesting the way Paul then goes on to say, that is my gospel. That's my good news. That's what's gotten me in trouble. And then he goes on to say a little while later, it's also my hope and my strength and my encouragement for the facing of the rest of my days. So Timothy, you remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descendant of David. For this is your gospel, Timothy. And dear friends, those of you listening in today who have placed your trust in Jesus Christ, let me remind you that is your gospel as well. Remember, carry it, bear it in mind constantly in every circumstance. Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descendant of David. It's so simple, yet so very strengthening and profound. There was a world famous mathematician in the past century who at one point was even named Time Magazine's Man of the Century. His name was Dr. Albert Einstein. And all kinds of stories have floated around about Dr. Einstein, and this is one of my favorites that I want to share with you. On a Friday afternoon, as the story goes, a cleaning person arrived at the institute where Dr. Einstein taught to prepare the classrooms for the next week. When she came to Dr. Einstein's seminar room, she found, as you might expect, that sections of the blackboard were covered with intricate equations and formulas. And over these, Dr. Einstein had boldly scrawled, "Erase." There was one section, however, off in the corner of that board over which she had carefully written, "Do not erase." And below it was this, 2 + 2 = 4. Don't you wonder what Dr. Einstein was trying to say with these instructions? Was he telling his students that the mind can wander far if it knows its home? Was he reminding himself of the fact? It's true, it's often easier to deal with the complications of life if we keep reminding ourselves of its simplicities. Perhaps it was Dr. Einstein's message, as he put, "Do not erase," over that little 2 plus 2 equals 4. I think we can apply this principle to our lives of faith. We need to remember, in the midst of complicating circumstances, the basic fact of God's love for us and promises for us. We need to remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. Do not erase. It's true. Life does have its complications. That's our gospel, though. Jesus Christ in the midst of that, raised from the dead, there for us, holding us in the palm of his hand for eternity, a descendant of David, the one who is the fulfillment of a God who is faithful to us and to his promises. Yes, life does get complicated and hard. Timothy experienced that reality. So did the Apostle Paul, and so will we. But I encourage you to follow the Holy Spirit's counsel this day. Let it be your strength, your solid rock in all circumstances that life throws at you. Place this verse in your heart and repeat it to yourself day after day. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descendant of David. This is my gospel. Do not erase. Amen.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. And when I am alone, oh, and when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Jesus, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, And when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. We thank you for that good news that it is ours to hang on to in all circumstances of life. You know how forgetful and preoccupied and distracted we are prone to be, so help us, O God, to constantly keep that in mind, that we have a Savior, Jesus, and that He's coming again to take us to Himself. And one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Help us, O God, to keep remembering that. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the Radio Ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's sermon will strengthen your faith in the coming week. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders is entirely dependent upon the generosity of our listeners in order to continue broadcasting. You can support Christian Crusaders by joining our GEM or Gift Every Month Club. GEM Club members make a regular monthly donation to our ministry to help us spread the gospel on 20 stations across the country as well as on shortwave overseas. You can find out more about joining our GEM Club by calling us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Visit us online at christiancrusaders.org. You'll find a listing of stations where you can listen to this program, a daily devotion, information about our speakers and staff, as a historical slideshow, and more. There are links to several new online tools, such as podcasts, YouTube videos, our Facebook profile, Twitter updates, and our blog. If you would like a CD or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 75th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.